Volume 48, Number 10, of the Friend magazine for October 2018. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency. Different but the same. President Henry B. Eyring. Praying with Paul. Family Night Fun. Book of Mormon Reading Club. Katie and Quincy. Shine Your Light. Shining Bright. In the Czech Republic. Apostles Testify of Christ, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Passing Along God's Love. Watch Out for the Thorn Patch. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, the TEST, Sister Sharon Eubank. Liam's Friends. Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 2, An Answered Prayer. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For older kids. Nick's New Look. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. The Talents Team. Canyon Prayer. Music. God Loves All His Children. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff. My General Conference Notes. Family History Quest. Old Testament Heroes. Esther. Fun Stuff. Find It. Friend Junior, for parents of little ones. Hi, friends. Maggie goes to church. Time for church. Scripture stories. Esther the Queen. Coloring page. And toy truck trouble. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by mail. Shine your light. Thanks for sending in your stars. Keep them coming. Turn to page 39 to see how. Everything the friend teaches me. Follow the prophet. Read the scriptures daily. I am a child of God. Endure to the end. Never lose faith. Dare to be true. Maggie G., age 11, Texas, USA.
Temples and Ancestors. We built a sugar cube temple for family home evening and shared what we love about our family. And specific ways we are grateful for our ancestors. Abigail, Max, Alexis, and Taylor W. Ages 3, 12, 9, and 6. Florida, USA.
Oops! We left out the names of two artists in last month's magazine. Eva B., age 9, Utah, USA. Kira P., age 10, Indiana, USA. Dear friends, people come in many different colors, shapes, and sizes. They have different traditions and different religions, too. But no matter what, we're all part of Heavenly Father's family. This month, read about what makes us different and the same on pages 2, 4, 6, and 24. And learn a beautiful new song on page 27 about loving everyone. We love you, the friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail, read by Margot Patello and Shannon Nelson.
From the First Presidency, Different but the Same, by President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The church is made up of people who come from different countries. We come from many backgrounds, but we have more in common than we have differences. Around us in the world, we see conflicts or arguments between people. Once I saw two good people get into an argument. They each believed they knew what was true. Their voices got louder and louder. Their faces became red. Instead of talking about the issue, they were talking about why they were right. You can be a peacemaker. Even with all our differences, we are children of God. You can help yourself and others see common ground or things people agree about. Ask for help from God and then act. He will answer your prayer to help bring peace. Speak well of each other. You might remember the saying, if you can't say anything good about a person, don't say anything at all. I can promise you a feeling of peace and joy when you speak kindly of others. God the Father lives. He hears and answers our prayers. If we are united, that is, working together as one, in sustaining the prophet and obeying the commandments, we will become what God wants us to be. Being united. President Eyring says that to be united, we need to follow the Holy Ghost, be kind and humble, help others make good choices, and speak well of others. Look up the scriptures and fill in the missing word. Check answers on page 39. End of From the First Presidency, Different but the Same, by President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.
Praying with Paul, by Shirley Espada Ritchie, based on a true story. What does it mean to say grace? Pray always, Doctrine and Covenants 19:38. It was Hunter's first time at Paul's house. They had a great time building a cardboard spaceship. They even colored awesome flames on it. When Paul's mom called them for dinner, Hunter followed Paul into the kitchen.
"I'll say grace,"
said Paul's dad.
"What does that mean?"
Hunter wondered. He watched Paul and his family as they each touched their forehead, then the middle of their chest, then the left side, then the right. Hunter had never seen anyone do that before. Paul held his hand out. Hunter looked around and saw that the rest of Paul's family were holding hands and bowing their heads.
"Are they about to pray? Is that what it means to say grace?"
Hunter wondered. Hunter didn't want to hurt Paul's feelings, so he took Paul's hand. Paul's dad took Hunter's other hand and then started to pray.
"Bless us, O Lord."
Before they sat down, Paul and his family touched their foreheads and chests like they had before. When Hunter got home, Mom found him and asked about his day.
"Did you have a good time?"
Mom asked.
"Yes,"
Hunter said quietly. He did have a good time. The spaceship was awesome, and the hamburgers were yummy, but something was bothering him. Mom looked at him more closely.
"You don't sound okay. Is something wrong?" "Well..."
Hunter had so many questions. He kept thinking about that prayer. Why was it so different from how he and his family prayed?
"Mom, how did you pray before you joined the church?"
Hunter told her about Paul's family's prayer.
"Sounds like they're Catholic, like I used to be. They were making the sign of the cross with their hands. See how it looks like a cross? It's a reminder that Jesus died for us."
Hunter smiled.
"So Paul believes in Jesus too?" "That's right. Do you remember what Paul's dad said in the prayer?"
Hunter had to think about it.
"He thanked God for the gifts he gives us, and he talked about Christ." "See? We're not so different. I'm glad you could pray with Paul's family."
A few days later, Paul came over to play. They were playing outside when Dad called them in for dinner. Hunter's stomach rumbled as they ran to the kitchen.
"I'm starving,"
said Hunter. "Me too," said Paul. Everyone took their places around the table. Paul sat next to Hunter. Paul made the sign of the cross and reached for Hunter's hand.
"This is how we pray at our house,"
said Hunter.
"We fold our arms, close our eyes, and bow our heads."
"That's it?"
"That's it."
"Easy," said Paul. Hunter closed his eyes and smiled. He was glad he could pray with his friend.
Sidebar. I have friends at school who are Catholic and Muslim, and we are all best friends because that is how Jesus wants us to treat each other. Elizabeth A., age 8, West Midlands, England.
End of the story, Praying with Paul. Read by April Johnson, Scott Christopher, Kara and Miles McClellan, and Margot Patello.
Family Night Fun. Here's an idea for family home evening. What other ideas can you come up with? He hears them all. Read Praying with Paul on page 4. Many people around the world pray in different ways. Heavenly Father loves all of His children and hears and answers their prayers. He knows how to help all of His children. We can pray to Him anytime, anywhere. Take turns reading these scriptures about prayer. Fold your arms when you hear the words pray or prayer. 2 Nephi 32 verse 9, Psalm 55 verse 17, Luke 11 verse 1, Alma 13 verse 28, and Doctrine and Covenants 19 verse 28. Prayer pretzels. Some say pretzels were invented by a Christian monk to look like arms folded in prayer. Make these treats to remind you to pray every day. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need refrigerated dough or your favorite bread dough recipe, a quarter cup of flour, a quarter cup of baking soda, 3 cups of hot water, and coarse salt. Step 1. Divide and roll out the dough on a floured surface into long, thin ropes. Shape the ropes into pretzels. Step 2. Dissolve the baking soda into the hot water. Dip each pretzel into the mixture, making sure the whole pretzel gets covered. Step 3. Place the pretzels on a greased baking sheet and sprinkle them with coarse salt. Bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 200 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes or until golden brown. More ideas. Read Passing Along God's Love on page 15. What's one thing your family can do to share God's love with someone? Read Toy Truck Trouble, page FJ8, and tell them about a time you chose to be honest. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of this month's Family Night Fun, read by Wes Nelson.
Book of Mormon Reading Club. Join in by reading the Book of Mormon. You can read on your own, with your family, or with a friend. Then tell us about it. See page 39 to find out how.
My favorite story from the Book of Mormon is found in 3 Nephi 17, and it's about Jesus blessing the children. I like the story because it tells us how much Jesus and Heavenly Father love us. I can identify with the children, and I imagine myself standing there. Barbara J., age 11, Czech Republic.
I love the Book of Mormon because it is a true book. It is written by prophets. It helps me choose the right. And when I have problems, it helps me. I believe it. Jason S., age 10, Maharashtra, India.
This month's scripture, Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. If ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
End of Book of Mormon Reading Club. Read by Kara McClellan, Shannon Nelson, and Gabriel Reinwand.
Katie and Quincy by Evan Valentine and Marissa Whittison, based on a true story. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 17, verse 17. Katie loved singing. She loved dancing. But most of all, she loved Sundays. That's when she saw her friend Quincy. Katie had Down syndrome. Sometimes at church she got confused and didn't know what to do. But she knew Quincy would be there to help her. Quincy would hold Katie's hand and help her walk to primary. Sometimes Katie felt wiggly during sharing time, and Quincy would give her a hug. It always helped Katie calm down. After sharing time, Quincy helped Katie find her class. Katie loved Quincy. One day, Katie learned that something terrible had happened to Quincy's family. Quincy's older brother Corey had died. Katie knew her friend would be so sad. She knew Quincy loved her big brother very much. Mom told Katie that tonight people were going to the church building to show Quincy's family that they were loved. Then tomorrow would be Corey's funeral.
Would you like to go to the church with Dad and me tonight?
Mom asked Katie. Katie nodded. She wanted to tell Quincy that she loved her. Mom helped Katie put on nice clothes. Then they drove to the church. When they got there, Katie could see lots of people. She knew some of them from church. She saw her bishop. She saw her primary teacher. But she couldn't see her friend.
Mom, where's Quincy?
Katie asked. Mom didn't know.
Why don't we ask someone?
Mom said. Usually, Katie didn't like talking around lots of people. But tonight she needed to find Quincy. Katie felt brave. She marched up to the bishop.
Quincy is sad. I need to find Quincy.
The bishop smiled.
Then let's go find Quincy.
Together, the bishop, Mom, and Katie walked around the church building. Finally, they found her. Quincy was sitting in a corner. She looked really, really sad. Katie walked over to her friend and wrapped her arms around her. She thought of how much Quincy missed her brother.
It's okay, Quincy. Jesus will take care of Corey,
Katie said. She carefully patted Quincy's hair, making sure to be gentle. Quincy started crying. Katie hugged her tighter.
It's okay. Jesus will take care of Corey.
Quincy cried and cried. Katie just kept hugging her friend. After a while, Quincy got quieter. She was still sniffling, but not crying so much. She looked at Katie.
Thank you, Katie. You're right. Jesus will take care of my brother,
she said. Katie was happy that she could help her friend feel better. She loved Quincy. The authors live in Utah, USA. Friends with disabilities. Some disabilities make it harder for a body to work. Other disabilities make it harder for a brain to work. Some people have a disability that affects their brain and their body. No matter what, every child is an important and loved child of God. If you meet someone with a disability, don't stare, point, or whisper about them. Don't ignore them. Don't make fun of them. And don't call them names. Do say hello and be nice. Ask questions in a polite way. Stick up for them if others are mean. Remember that they are a child of God just like you are. End of the story, Katie and Quincy. Read by Wes Nelson, Rena Stockwell, Shannon Nelson, Duane Case, and Margot Patello.
Shine Your Light. Shining Bright in the Czech Republic. Compiled by Sharon Goodrich, Church Magazines. Kids from the Czech Republic told us how they let their light shine. Send us a star. Jesus asked us to let our light so shine. How do you let your light shine? Send us a star with your story, photo, and permission. See page 39. End of this month's Shining Bright in the Czech Republic.
I have friends at school who are not members of the church, but who still respect my standards. Once I said we should pray, and they agreed. I was very happy. Ivana A., age 11.
My friends and I are going downstairs. When we got to the elevator, I had an uncomfortable feeling and asked my friends not to use it. They decided to do it anyway. I took the stairs. When I got downstairs, my friends weren't there. The elevator had gotten stuck. It was a while before they got out. I was happy that nothing serious happened. I also felt good that I followed the Holy Ghost. Amelie N., age 10.
At the beach, the sky started getting dark and the wind blew and made giant waves. There was thunder and lightning and hail. Everyone ran for shelter. We weren't hurt by the storm. On the way home, we saw three rainbows. We know that God helped and protected us. Jacob B., age 8.
At school, I have a friend who nobody else wants to be friends with. Other kids began to say mean things to her that made her feel ugly. I told my teacher and invited my friend to play with me. It made my friend happy. Ludmila V., age 8.
I was angry with my mother because I didn't want to bathe and go to bed. The next day, I was sad because of my bad choice. Mom said that we could pray and ask Heavenly Father to forgive us. We knelt and prayed. I felt better. I learned that we could repent and because of Jesus Christ, be forgiven. Samuel H., age 5.
I bore my testimony in church. It took courage. Since then, I have felt the Spirit. Aliska K., age 11.
When my pet guinea pig was sick, I prayed for her. I am grateful to Heavenly Father for helping us. Anita P., age 10. End of the article, Shine Your Light, read by Daniel McClellan, Chloe and Margot Botello, Maya and Eden Reinwand, and Sean Nelson.
Apostles testify of Christ. I testify of Him, the Redeemer of the world and Master of us all. He is the only begotten Son of the living God. By Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Miracles of the Restoration, Ensign, November 1994, page 34. End of Apostles Testify of Christ. Read by Rena Stockwell.
A True Story Written by You. Passing Along God's Love. By Allie B., age 12, Kentucky, USA. A little while ago, my family and I moved to Kentucky. I was really upset because I was leaving all my friends and extended family behind. Kentucky was very different from what I was used to. The first time we went to church, I saw that there weren't very many people there. When I realized how small my branch was, I decided that I would do something about it. The next day, my mom and I went to the store. Before we left the house, I grabbed a stack of pass-along cards. When we got to the store, I got a candy bar and went to check out. The cashier scanned the candy, then handed it to me. I handed it back. She looked confused and said, "You just paid for this, ma'am." I said, "I know, but I'm giving this to you as a gift." Then I put a pass-along card with the candy. She smiled and thanked me. She looked at the back of the pass-along card where I had written, "Everyone is a child of God." I walked away with happiness, knowing that even if she didn't join the church, I still did something good. Later that day, I remembered that I left the rest of the pass-along cards by the cash register. The next time we went to the store, I went to ask if they were still there. Then I saw something, and I stopped in my steps. About 5 of the cash registers had pass-along cards that said, "Everyone is a child of God." The cashier had passed them out. I felt so happy because of what I did. End of the story, Passing Along God's Love, read by Maya Reinwand.
Watch Out for the Thorn Patch, by Eric B. Murdoch, Church Magazines, based on a true story. One day, Daniel's cousin Tyler came over to play. Daniel's mom warned them,
"Don't go near the thorn patch."
Okay.
Daniel and Tyler answer, not really listening. Daniel and Tyler run into the backyard. Daniel says,
"Hey Tyler, let's kick the soccer ball around."
They have lots of fun kicking the soccer ball, but then Daniel accidentally kicks it into the thorn patch.
"Oh no, we're not supposed to go near there."
Tyler tries to carefully reach as far as he can.
"I think I can reach it."
But then, uh-oh. Tyler fell into the thorn patch.
Ouch!
"Hang on, I'm gonna get some help,"
Daniel yells and runs to get help. Daniel's dad comes and helps him out of the thorn patch.
"Are you okay?"
"Yeah, but I wish I didn't fall into the thorn patch."
"Mom warned you about the thorn patch because we care about you and want you to be safe."
"I know. Thanks for helping me."
A moment later, Daniel asks Tyler,
"What do you want to do now?"
"Let's play in the treehouse and stay away from the thorns."
And they do. Heavenly Father loves us. He gives us guidelines and standards to keep us safe. When we choose to listen, we can avoid ending up in a prickly situation.
end of the story, watch out for the thorn patch. Read by Rena Nelson, Miles McClellan, Wes Nelson, and Gabriel Reinwald.
Family History Quest. Temple Time. The work we do in temples blesses our ancestors and the families of other people. Temples and family history go hand in hand. Glue the picture below to heavy paper. Cut along the white lines to make a puzzle. You can print more temple pictures at temples.lds.org. What temples are in your family tree? Do you have any family members or ancestors who were married in a temple? This month, look through your family tree on familysearch.org and find as many temples as you can on your family history. Don't forget to cut out your badge and add it to the badge keeper from January. Print past pages or extra copies of this page at friendfhq.lds.org. End of Family History Quest, read by Enzo Patello.
Old Testament Heroes. Esther was courageous. Esther was the queen of Babylon. Her husband, the king, did not know that Esther was a Jew. The king had an evil friend who hated the Jews. He tricked the king into saying that all the Jews in the land must be killed. Esther decided to ask the king to save her people, but she could be killed for going to the king's throne. Esther asked the Jews to fast for her. When Esther went to her husband's throne, he welcomed her. She invited him and his friend to dinner. There she told them that she was a Jew. The king could not change the law, but he allowed the Jews to protect themselves. With God's help, Esther had saved her people. Read about Esther in Esther chapters 2 through 8. Rebecca C., age 9, from Aragua, Venezuela, drew a picture of Queen Esther and the king. Esther was brave and believed in God. I can be courageous and stand up for what's right. Memorize the last part of Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Watch chapter 45 of the Old Testament stories at scripturestories.lds.org. If your parent says you are old enough, fast for someone you care about. I could be courageous by print more cards at otfriend2018.lds.org. End of Old Testament Heroes, read by Miles McClellan. Show and Tell. I was in school when I saw a new boy. A few days later, some of my classmates hit him in the hallway. They gave him a black eye. I felt so much pain for what they had done to him. I found out where he lived and offered him my friendship. The gospel teaches us that we should be helpful, and I love that. Jeshua O., age 11, Illinois, USA.
One night, my family and I were saying our prayers. I felt a prompting to pray for my uncle Mark. I didn't know that he was going to have surgery. I felt a warm feeling inside. A few weeks later, he got better. Helene L., age 8, Virginia, USA.
Before I started kindergarten, I made a goal to learn how to tie my shoes. I practiced every day. Whenever I notice a classmate with untied laces, I offer to help them. I am thankful that I can use my talents to help my friends, like Jesus did. Creighton D., age 5, Indiana, USA.
We learned all 13 articles of faith in primary. It took us 10 months to memorize them all, but when we did, we got to sing them all straight through in sacrament meeting. Visalia First Ward Primary, California, USA.
The Parley's Creek Branch Primary, Utah, USA, went to the open house for the Jordan River Utah Temple. They loved to see the temple.
As soon as I was baptized, my mom helped me log on to Family Search. And we discovered that I am related to the first president of the Philippines. During sharing time at school, I shared this discovery. My teacher was amazed how I was able to know that. Charmaine S., age 8, Cavite, Philippines.
When I am competing in basketball, I make a special effort to compliment my opponents. Jonah R., age 12, Missouri, USA.
I was trick-or-treating with friends and found $200. I told my mom about it. Later, as we were walking down the street, a lady was looking for $200 that she had lost. She was so happy that we found it, and she gave me $10 for being honest. I shared $5 with my friends. I felt warm and happy because I was honest and chose the right. Leah D., age 6, Kentucky, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell: Aurora W., age 10, Utah, USA. Hiram H., age 10, Wyoming, USA. Junjun C., age 6, Hawaii, USA. Zoe H., age 8, Minnesota, USA. Samuel W., age 9, Oregon, USA. Hadley S., age 10, Idaho, USA. End of Show and Tell, read by Miles McClellan and Eden and Maya Reinmond.
Friend to Friend, The Test, by Sister Sharon Eubank, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. And we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Abraham 3:25. My parents were baptized when they were grown-ups. They loved learning about the prophets and Heavenly Father and then teaching our family. On Sundays, my father would sit in a comfy chair and put me on his lap. Then we would read Bible stories together. My favorite was Daniel in the Lion's Den. In the story, the king made a new law. He said no one could pray to God. But Daniel kept praying. He got in trouble. They threw him into a den full of lions. The next day, the king went to the lion's den. The lions had not hurt Daniel. Daniel had prayed for help, and Heavenly Father answered his prayer. See Daniel 5 and 6. One day, my father read the story to me. Then he did something I'll never forget. He traced 4 letters on my forehead with his finger. T-E-S-T. Sharon, he said, you will have tests in your life, just like Daniel did. But remember these letters on your forehead. They will remind you to always follow Heavenly Father and not give in to fear. And they always have. Tests like Daniel's can be scary, but we can choose to have faith. Heavenly Father can help us be brave. I know He answers our prayers. From an interview with Linda Davies. For some fun games about tests, go to page 23 of this issue. End of the article, The Test, read by April Johnson.
Liam's friends. Jesus teaches us to love everyone, whether they go to our church or not. Learn about Liam and his friends. How many things can you find that are the same? Hi, my name is Liam. Lots of my friends aren't members of the church. We all have fun together. Lucas is Catholic. He keeps a necklace of the cross in his backpack to remember Jesus. For 40 days, called Lent, his family gives something up, like a food or habit, to get ready for Easter. Asher is Jewish. To honor God, he wears a round hat called a kippah. His family doesn't work on Saturday because of their Sabbath. Near the end of the year, his family celebrates a holiday called Hanukkah. Tanisha is Hindu. Her family believes in many gods, and they worship at home and in a building called a temple. In the fall, they celebrate a holiday called Diwali, when they light lamps and watch fireworks. Alina is Muslim. She wears a headscarf called a hijab and prays 5 times a day. Her church is called a mosque, and she believes in the Old Testament prophets. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I was sealed to my family in the temple, and I want to be a missionary so I can help other people learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Shur and Harleen are Sikh. One way they show their faith is by not cutting their hair. Their dad wears a turban, and Harleen wears a patka to cover their long hair. They pray in the morning and evening and at bedtime. Sidebar. Each of us is part of a great family, the human family, sons and daughters of God. We must work harder to build mutual respect. President Dallin A. Choakes, First Counselor in the First Presidency. End of Liam's Friends, read by Miles McClellan.
Fun Stuff, Find It by Ari Van de Graaff. Can you find the 10 differences between the two pictures of Enos praying? Now find the hidden objects in the picture of King Benjamin teaching the people. A banana, a ruler, a pretzel, a spatula, a pencil, a pizza, a comb, a needle, a carrot, a spoon, a banana, a band-aid, a leaf, a baseball, a magnifying glass, a screwdriver, and a kite. End of Fun Stuff, Find It! Read by Shannon Nelson.
Faith, Hope, and Grace, Part 2. An Answered Prayer by Megan Armknecht, based on a true story. Grace was an 11-year-old girl living in Holland during World War II. Her father was taken away as a prisoner of war. After Dad was taken away, Mom took care of Grace, her two brothers, and two of their cousins. There were many mouths to feed and not enough food to go around. Their family only got a small amount of flour, vegetables, and potatoes. One day the doorbell rang. Grace followed Mom to see who it was. When Mom opened the door, there on the doorstep stood a young Nazi officer. Grace's heart started beating faster, and she held her breath. What did he want?
How many people live in this house?
He asked gruffly.
It's myself, my three children, and two nephews,
said Mom.
You have no husband here?
The officer asked.
No, he was taken away.
The officer looked around the house.
Do you have a radio? We don't want you listening to programs from our enemies in England and America.
Mom got the radio and gave it to the officer.
This is a big house,
he said, glancing around again.
Too big for just the few people who live here. You will have to leave by tomorrow. We are going to take over this house.
He turned sharply and marched away. Grace couldn't believe what she had heard. She watched Mom's eyes widen in shock. Then Mom closed the door and went straight to the back of the house. Grace followed slowly behind, her heart racing. Could the soldier really come back and take their house, just like he'd taken their radio? What would they do? Where would they go? How would Dad know where to find them again? Grace stopped outside Mom's door and peeked inside. Mom was on her knees, praying. Grace quietly went back to the sitting room until Mom came back.
Oh, Mom, what will we do?
Mom sighed.
All we can do is pray and trust in the Lord that He will protect us.
The young Nazi officer didn't come back the next day, or the next. He never came back. Grace and her family were able to keep their house. Grace knew that God was helping her family. Even though the war was not over, He was still watching over them. To be continued.
End of the story, An Answered Prayer. Read by Scott Christopher, Casey Wayman, Rena Stockwell, and Shannon Nelson. Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Matt is sitting at the computer writing an email. He was excited to learn that he has a cousin named Max in Australia.
Hi, Max. This is your cousin, Matt. Here is some stuff about me. My favorite sport is basketball, and I'm pretty good at it. Sometimes I even beat my dad. My best friend is Franco. We do lots of fun stuff together. He's cool. Mandy is my big sister. She's good at soccer and drawing and science. And we get along okay. Well, I've got to go. Sorry this is so short. We're going to watch General Conference on our computer now. Since I started paying more attention, I like it a lot more. Bye for now, Matt.
End of this month's Matt and Mandy. Read by Wes Nelson and Gabriel Reinwand. For older kids. What does a skeleton use to call his friends? See page 39. Dear Journal, write about a time Heavenly Father helped you when you were scared. Secret Service. Forgive your sibling or friend when they do something that upsets you.
say something nice to the checkout clerk at the store. Write a get well note for someone who is sick. Quick quiz. How many soldiers were in Helaman's army? See page 39. Was it A, 200, B, 1,000, C, 2,000, or D, 20,000? Draw it. Draw a bunny from the letter B. Zuleika N., age 10, from Arizona, USA, said, I show my love by teaching my friend about the gospel and taking her to activities. End of this month's For Older Kids, read by Wes Nelson.
Nick's New Look, by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Alma 37:37. Nick tried to listen to his teacher as she wrote numbers on the whiteboard, but the two boys whispering in front of him kept distracting him.
Did you see Nick?
A boy whispered.
He's got big bald spots all over his head.
Yeah, another said.
He looks like my grandpa.
The boys laughed quietly. Nick touched his head and rubbed one of his many bald spots. His face got hot from embarrassment. He sank lower in his seat, trying to hide. He wanted to disappear. He hated when classmates talked about his bald spots. Nick was losing his hair because he had alopecia. That's a condition that makes people's hair fall out. Most days, Nick liked school, but on days like today, he couldn't help feeling sad and embarrassed. After class, he put on his baseball cap and quietly walked through the hallway. He wished he could call Mom to take him home, but first he had to go to see the school nurse and tell her he couldn't stay at school. And telling her that his feelings had been hurt probably wasn't a good enough reason. Even if she did say he could go home, he knew his mom wouldn't let him. Alopecia made his hair fall out, but it didn't make him sick, and it wasn't contagious. It did make him sad, though. After dinner that night, Nick felt tears stinging his eyes when he told Mom and Dad what the kids in math class had said.
I know I shouldn't listen when they make fun of me, but sometimes it really hurts.
Mom put her arm around his shoulder.
I hope you know we love you no matter what. And so do your heavenly parents. Why don't we say a prayer and ask Heavenly Father what to do?
And we can fast about it on Sunday,
Dad added. The next day, Nick met up with his friend Seth when he got to school. Seth was frowning.
I heard what those guys said about you yesterday,
Seth told him.
Don't listen to them. I think you're cool, with or without hair.
Nick grinned.
Thanks.
Seth was Nick's best friend. They went to church together, too. When Nick first found out he had alopecia, he had told Seth, and Seth didn't treat him any differently.
My family is going to fast on Sunday to figure out what I should do about my hair. You can too if you want.
Seth nodded.
Sure.
On Sunday, Nick and his family fasted about what Nick should do. After they said a prayer together, Nick got a warm, peaceful feeling. He had his answer.
My hair is falling out more than ever,
Nick told his parents.
And I'm tired of trying to hide it with my baseball cap.
He took a deep breath.
I want to shave my head.
Mom and Dad smiled at him.
I think that's a great idea,
Dad said. With Dad's help, Nick shaved his head the next morning. When he saw his bald head in the mirror, his eyes widened. He looked so different. He ran his fingers over his bald head and laughed at how funny it felt. When he got to school, a few kids gave him funny looks, but most of them liked his new look. Seth thought it looked awesome.
Your head looks so cool.
From that day on, Nick focused on doing his best in school, playing football, and serving as a deacon. Sometimes he still heard some kids talk about his bald head, but he didn't let it bother him. It didn't matter what other people said about him. He knew that Heavenly Father, his family, and his friends loved him, bald head and all. And that's all that truly mattered. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
End of the story, Nick's New Look. Read by Casey Wayman, Gabriel Reinwand, Daniel and Miles McClellan, Rena Nelson, Matt Carlson, and Gabriel Reinwand.
What's on your mind?
Sometimes I don't like the way I look. How can I learn to love my body? Not sure in Nashville.
Dear Not Sure, there's a lot of focus in our world on what people look like. So it's easy to worry about your body, especially when it's changing. Here are some tips for learning to love your body. Your body is amazing. Your immune system fights off infections. Your brain gives you great ideas. Focus on what your body can do, not what it looks like. When you look in the mirror, pick one thing about your body that you're grateful for. Your body is a temple. Think of it as a house for your spirit. You can show love for your body by taking good care of it. Your body is a precious gift. Take care of it, be grateful for it, and love yourself like your heavenly parents love you. The friend. What's on your mind? Do you have a question about the gospel, growing up, or getting a testimony? Email us at friend@ldschurch.org and put "What's on your mind?" in the subject line. Don't forget to include the permission statement on page 39. We're excited to hear from you. End of What's on Your Mind? Read by Daniel McClellan and Lindsay Hepworth.
Food and Fun. Run, chickens, run. Here's how to play the game. Step 1. Half of the players, chickens, stand in one safe area, chicken coop, and the other half stand across from them in another safe area, chicken coop. Step 2. One player, Fox, stands in between the two coops and yells, "Run, chickens, run!" Step 3. All the chickens try to run to the other coop while the fox tries to tag them. Chickens who get tagged have to help the fox catch chickens in the next round. Step 4. After all the chickens have been caught, the first chicken to be tagged becomes the fox for the next game. Busy Morning Muffins. The ingredients you will need are 6 slices of bread, 10 eggs, 1 tablespoon milk, 1 half cup cubed ham or crumbled bacon or sausage, 1/4 cup chopped veggies, red or yellow pepper, mushrooms or spinach, 1 cup shredded cheese. Step 1. Heat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees Celsius. Grease a muffin pan with cooking spray or butter. Step 2. Use a small glass to cut 12 rounds of bread to press into the muffin cups. Step 3. Beat the eggs and milk in a bowl. Stir in the meat, veggies, and half cup of the cheese. Step 4. Pour 1/4 cup of the mixture into each muffin cup. Sprinkle the rest of the cheese on top. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes. Step 5. After they cool, put the muffins in an airtight container in the fridge or freezer. Then pop them into the microwave for a quick, yummy breakfast. End of Food and Fun, read by Maya Reinwand.
The Talents Team by Kenzie Parsons. We're all part of God's team, with talents that He has given us. Meet some girls who are using their talents for good.
Chef Champion. I entered a TV cooking competition, and I won. Since then, I have taught cooking classes, hosted a fundraiser to help other children, and more. I know Heavenly Father gives us all talents and wants us to use them to help others. We can use our talents to share the gospel and set an example. Kennedy T., age 11, Alaska, USA.
The Best Birthday. My grandparents run an orphanage in Guatemala. My family was going to visit them, so I put a service project together for my birthday. We fixed up dolls to give to the children. I also bought them cars, bubbles, and lollipops with my birthday money. When we handed out the toys, I felt peace and happiness. I knew God was proud of me. I can't wait to serve others again. Katie S., age 11, Connecticut, USA.
Ivy Strength. When I was 1, I was diagnosed with idiopathic rheumatoid arthritis, which makes my joints hurt. I've gotten many blessings, and they all helped me. There's been a lot of pain, but I've stayed strong. I've done gymnastics, dance, rock climbing, and yoga.
I know this trial has brought me closer to God as I trust Him and pray to Him. IVL, age 10, Washington, USA.
Lucy's Stitch Tugs. My favorite thing to do is make quilts for charity. To raise money for supplies, I made more than 36 pies to sell. So far, I've made more than 70 quilts. I call them Lucy's Stitch Tugs. When I deliver quilts, I feel super happy. I forget my worries. We can do lots of things to serve, even just being kind to someone. Lucy C., age 10, Washington, USA.
I collected pencils for children who need them. My mom's friend said that at one school in Africa, 7 kids had to share one pencil. I set up boxes around my school, sent home flyers, and even called everyone on the school phone list to ask for donations. Now my school wants to do the Pencil Project every year. I feel so good inside knowing I helped kids be able to learn. Colleen N., age 11, North Carolina, USA.
End of the article, The Talents Team. Read by Jonah Brooks, Shannon Nelson, Maya and Eden Renwand, and Margot and Chloe Patello.
Canyon Prayer by Carson K., age 11, Utah, USA. Last year, I went on a hike with my dad and brother. We hiked deep into the canyon. We soon started exploring a side trail. We found large caves and great lookout points. We climbed higher and higher over loose rocks and steep hills. After a while, we were completely lost. We didn't know which way to go to get to the bottom of the canyon. We got stuck in thick brush, losing sight of both the top and bottom of the canyon. I started to get really frustrated. I did not know where to go, and neither did my dad. It was getting dark and cold, and we were far from getting out of the canyon. I knew that Heavenly Father knew which way to go. I said, "If we want to get out of here, we need to pray." So the three of us knelt down in prayer, asking Heavenly Father to lead us out of the canyon. As we started to walk, a feeling told me that when I saw a straight, tall tree, we should turn left. After we turned left, I saw our car. I knew that Heavenly Father helped us get out of the canyon. Heavenly Father answered our prayer, and we made it out safely, just as the sun was setting. I'm so thankful for the power of prayer and for Heavenly Father's listening ear. End of the story, Canyon Prayer. Read by Gabriel Reinwand.
For parents of little ones, taking the sacrament can be the best part of your week, but young children may see it as just a boring sort of snack time. Help them understand that the sacrament is more than just bread and water. It's about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here are some ideas to try. Tell the story of the Last Supper using Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, or watch The Last Supper at BibleVideos.org. Try a simple explanation like this. Jesus asked us to go to church and remember Him by taking the sacrament. We eat a small piece of bread and drink a small cup of water to remember how much Jesus loves us. On the way to church, help your children come up with ideas for what they can think about during the sacrament. Remind them of their favorite stories or primary songs about Jesus. During the sacrament, let your children look at illustrations of the Savior. These pictures can focus your child's attention and make the stories of Jesus less abstract. Find pictures and stories of Jesus to use at lessonhelps.lds.org. Look under the topic, Jesus Christ. Find more letters at fplo.lds.org. End of the section, For Parents of Little Ones. Read by Duane Case.
Hi, friends. I hope that a blood drive that was sponsored by me to help kids like me that have cancer. Maisie, age 3, Utah, USA. I can draw rainbows to make Mummy happy when she is sad. Dallin, age 4, Ontario, Canada. I like the scriptures. My favorite scripture stories are Baby Moses and the Good Samaritan. Tim, age 3, Dry, Pennsylvania. I like to help my mom. Ada, age 3, Ontario, Canada. End of Hi Friends, read by Ocean Patello.
Maggie Goes to Church by Marissa Dennis. Maggie goes to the church with her family. She eats the bread. She drinks the water. She thinks about Jesus Christ. She sings lots of songs. She helps her teachers. She learns about Jesus. Maggie loves going to church. End of the story, Maggie Goes to Church, by Marissa Dennis. Read by Daniel McClellan.
Scripture Stories, Esther the Queen, by Kim Webb Reed. Esther was a queen. She was married to the king of Babylon. The king had a friend who was a bad man. He tricked the king into making a law that all Jews must be killed. The king didn't know that his wife, Esther, was a Jew. Esther decided to ask her husband, the king, to save her people, but she was worried that he might be angry. Esther asked all of the Jews to fast and pray for her. Then Esther went to the king. He wasn't angry. Esther invited the king and his friend to a dinner. At the dinner, Esther told the king that she was a Jew. The king was angry that his friend had tricked him. He told the Jews that they could protect themselves. Esther had helped save her people. We can pray to ask Heavenly Father for help. We can be brave and courageous, like Esther. From Esther 2-8. End of Scripture Stories, Esther the Queen. Read by Jonah Brooks.
Toy Truck Trouble, by Julianne Doman, based on a true story. Nate was walking home from school on Monday. He saw something shiny. It was a yellow truck in a sandbox. Yellow was his favorite color. He put the truck in his pocket. At home, Nate took out the truck to play. But when he looked at it, he didn't feel so good. On Tuesday, Nate passed the sandbox again. This time, he saw an orange truck.
This will go great with the yellow truck,
Nate thought. He put it in his pocket. But when Nate got home, he felt bad inside. The same thing happened Wednesday, when Nate took a purple truck. On Thursday, he took a green truck. Each time he took a truck, Nate felt worse, but he still wanted to collect more. On Friday, as Nate reached to grab a white truck from the sandbox, he heard a voice above him. I see you like trucks. Nate jumped back. A woman was smiling at him.
My son Caden is about your age. He has been losing a lot of trucks lately. Do you know where they are?
Nate gulped. He knew he was in trouble. But he also knew that telling the truth was the right thing.
I have them at my house, Nate said. I'll go get them.
Nate ran home. He told Mom what had happened. They said a prayer. Nate told Heavenly Father he was sorry. He asked for the bad feelings to go away. Then they took the trucks back to the sandbox.
Sorry I took your trucks.
Thanks for bringing them back,
Caden said.
Want to play?
Nate smiled and nodded. Playing with trucks had never been so fun, and next week he would make better choices.
End of the story, Toy Truck Trouble, read by Crystal Johnson, Kara and Daniel McClellan, and Sean Nelson.